I wanted to thank you for coming in today and playing. You're doing a small tour of Canada.
Yeah.
The two of you live in inside the Israeli border. You live in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And you live in Ramah. I was wondering if you could first just tell us a little bit about the music of the group. It's music that your brother, Wissam, composes for the group, and it uses elements of traditional music,
yes.
But you've created your own sound, your own themes. Could you tell me what the Sabrine group music is about?
Sabrine started in 1980 with Saeed Murad and Camille Jabran. Saeed Murad was the composer of Sabrine group till now, and Camilla, she was also the singer for the group. Our aim in the music of Sabrine is to find a new language in music, like to find a new Palestinian way of expressing ourselves. So we wanted to choose like Palestinian lyrics and to find a new style in doing Palestinian sound. This is what Sabrine was working on for the last 22 years. We produced like four albums, Smoke of Volcanoes in 1980, and then Death of the Prophet in 1987, and then Here Come the Doves in 1994, and the last CD we produced in 2000 was Alafin. It means where to. And each CD like symbolizes different way of vision in music and also in the political message.
How would you distinguish what you've achieved from the traditional music? Is there more improvisational elements in your music? Is there more ability to change melodies? How have you managed to create this new sound, Palestinian sound?
Of course, you have to be related to the tradition. But what we wanted to create is not to be only related to the tradition. We wanted to create something else. But you take from the tradition, you understand the classical Arabic music or any other cultures, and you try to mix the things that can fit together. But I don't believe that our music is a mix of different kinds of music, like Arabic music or jazz or reggae. But we used to listen to different kinds of music, and when we mix some elements, we know how to mix. We don't believe that you have to mix to do new music. It's not Sabrine's vision.
The elements that you bring in terms of, let's talk about, for example, the kanun. As an instrument, it's a sound, or the oud is a sound, very identifiable for people, but they don't. It's an instrument, for example, that can be heard from Morocco, in various styles to even to Persia, so or Iran. What is it about the Palestinian way of playing these instruments? What does Palestinian your music emphasize in terms of how the instrument is played and what kinds of melodies you compose? Mm.
For the last 20 years, Sabrine was trying all the time to find sound from the acoustic instruments. So when you hear all of Sabrine's albums, you hear the kanun in all the albums. You hear oud, you hear tabla, you hear bouzouki or bouzouk. So but for me, what was the most intelligent way of mixing these instruments is the other vision of how you play the instrument. Because when you listen to the music of Sabrine, you don't feel that it's a classical Arabic music. You hear the kanun, you hear the oud and bouzouki and tabla, but it's not classical. It's how we find different ways of how to mix between the kanun or the oud or the bouzouk.
Because Arabic music usually gave everybody a role. The voice, yes. The singer has a role, and the other singers then respond.
Right.
The oud has one place. The kanun comes in at specific moments and plays. You guys have changed all of that, yeah, I understand. Yeah. Okay.
It's the arrangement. What we try to do is to find arrangement for these instruments, because when you listen to like the Arabic music, you feel, not all Arabic music, but you feel that the singer is the main person who does everything, and all the instruments is like only helping him to sing more free. But what we try to do is to give a character for all these instruments. And the singer will be, all the instruments with the singer will be like one body.
So so each of the instruments has to create its own voice,
yeah,
its own identity a little bit,
yes,
and not just the supporting role for the traditional, yeah, singer. Okay. Do you mind, Maran, to maybe show us a traditional melody and then show us maybe a melody that you just played, and maybe we could hear the difference. That's the traditional? Okay. Thank you very much. Wissam, with the oud, I suppose your approach to that instrument, Maran just showed us,
yeah,
is, do you have the same then approach to your oud? There's a classical language, and then you've created your own voice with this instrument?
Yeah, of course. It's the same thing that I said before. It's when we use the classical instruments, we give them a new character. This is what we were trying to do in all our albums and our concerts, is to give them a different character.
What about the singer? Because as you said, in traditional music, the singer seems to be the object of listening,
yeah,
and everybody else supports it.
Yeah.
How did you also begin to change the role of the singer, or the ways one could sing the songs that your brother composes?
The singer has to be part of this, like, conclusion. He has to know more about, like, if you want to join the group, or if you want to be part of Sabreen group, you have to be open-minded in music. You like to listen to jazz, and you like to listen to Arabic music and to different kinds of music, because, like, you can't bring a classical player that believes that Arabic music is the best music in the world to Sabreen group. Like, this player has to be more open and more related to what we are trying to do. Because of that, it was really difficult for Sabreen to find musicians during the last 25 years, you know, to be related to their vision and to build a big kind of like
to build a big orchestra and a unit.
Yeah, okay. Like to find musicians that they can build a good band.
Yeah,
you know, and to be able to perform and to be more open.
What about the audiences? Were people ready for this new approach that you were offering? Were the people in I don't know, in Israel or in the West Bank or in Gaza, did they understand what you were trying to do?
Yes, of course, because when you do something new, at the first it will be difficult, but when you try to create something, people will understand and they will like. Because for me, Sabrine is a revolution in Palestinian music, and a lot of musicians, a lot of artists were affected by the sound or by the character of Sabrine group, and they tried to do the same character or to adapt this kind of music. So it's the way of thinking. When you do something new, when you try to create different ideas, you will find audience.
The titles of the four albums that you recorded, they all speak a bit about evolution, about change, and
dreams,
hope, the future. I mean, the future of sound, but the future of a people. You can't help but hear the politics, the also the hope and political hope that is behind of that. How tied is your musical inspiration or your musical vision to the fact that the culture of Palestine is been so captive and been so oppressed by history and the politics of the last, well, since before 1948, but specifically over such so many years, do you think there's the two things go together? You're looking for a future and the reality of Palestinian people.
Yeah, it's when I said before, like each album of Sabrine reflects the situation we were living in. Like the first one, it was called Smoke of Volcanoes. It was a really a heavy CD. We were talking about the political situation and more like giving direct messages to the world, to the Palestinian people. And then when we did Death of the Prophet, also it was a different step. It was the beginning of the Intifada in 1987. And we were like asking ourselves, is that the way we wanted to continue with or not? And when we did also Here Come the Doves, it was the question of the Oslo Agreement about the peace thing that was created. So I feel that it's one each CD is a step to each CD reflects steps from the Palestinian life.
I would imagine, because I think it's you have about 11 members presently that of the band, some of whom couldn't come to Canada.
Yeah.
Some of them live in the occupied territories, and some of you live in Israel proper.
Yeah.
And I understand that, for example, Maran, you're an Israeli citizen, right? How does that reality, the difficulties that the Palestinians without Israeli identity cards, how hard is it for the creative process, and how does the border crossings and things like that affect the creation of music for you as a band?
First of all, it's for us really difficult to communicate with each other in Palestine, because I live in Jerusalem, he's from Ramah, and our percussionist is from Bethlehem. So if you want to practice, if you want to do a session, you have to go to Bethlehem, because our percussionist can't come to Jerusalem. This is the I mean, if you're a Palestinian, you have to do miracles. But I believe I don't like to identify like people from, like, to say I'm from Jerusalem, you're from the West Bank, you're from the North. I believe that Palestinians are one body, and we have to fight this this thing, you know, and we have to also work together and try to practice more and to do performances and to tour. And you know, this is our work, and we have to do it.
The poetry of the Middle East, but also poetry, as I understand it, traditionally is very structured. And I was wondering, in terms of the music that you sing, I already can imagine that the lyrics have a specific content, as you were explaining the albums.
Yeah.
But emotionally and structurally, the music that the songs or the texts that are written for the band, by the band, what is that also a different approach? Do you sing differently than a...
Yeah, because also we use Palestinian lyrics. And, you know, in the Arabic music, if you want to be famous more, you should sing in Egyptian language or in more Lebanese or Syrian. But when we decided to sing in our language, we want to say something in our way of talking. So because of that, we used a lot of lyrics from Mahmoud Darwish, from Samih Al-Qasim, from Abdel Latif Aqil, but in Hussein Barghouthi also. In the last CD, we used lyrics from Egypt and from Lebanon, from Egypt, Sayed Hegab, and from Lebanon, Talal Haider. Maybe it's because we want to be also more open. It was an experiment.
In terms of the... Because it's very interesting, you're taking lyrics from poets, from writers. Is that a poetry that is already musical in terms of its concept, of its
rhythm,
way it's structured? Is it and the rhymes or rhythms, or is that something you really have to work on to create a musical composition with this poetry?
Yeah, it's the second. Yeah,
you have to work really hard.
Yeah, because we take lyrics. If you like in. Listen to the lyrics for Hussein Barghouthi. The way he writes, it's not really the classical way of writing lyrics. He uses different things, so it's not easy to compose lyrics from Hussein Barghouthi. But when you compose, when you want to do a different sentence, also you have to think of the lyrics in a different way.
In terms of the oud, for example, or even the kanun, they're often very thought of as nostalgic instruments. I mean, the oud has it's a big bass belly, beautiful sound, and it evokes a lot of it. It's very evocative kind of music. It stimulates people thinking about, you know, the past.
Yes.
But you're using it as an instrument of hope and an instrument that's looking forward to the future.
Yeah.
Did you have to... Is that something that came naturally to you as the musician, or is that something that you had to learn as you became a member of Sabrine? Or was it already something in the instrument and in your vision that led you just to go down that path?
Yeah, for me, it's... when I was raised on Sabrine's music, it was for me the school in music. Because of that, when you live with the musicians of Sabrine, when you listen to what they are talking, what the approach they want to do, what they want to create, you can take these lessons. Like, you learn without listening to a person telling you that. This is the way you learn music. It's if you live with the character itself, you can be more open.
I have just a couple more questions in terms of the group and what you're doing with the group. I find it interesting. There's this at this time right now in Palestine with the election of Hamas. There's a refusal to, on a political level, on a cultural level, on an identity level, to give up or to acquiesce to the international community's demand to forget the claims of the Palestinian people. That is to refuse an unwillingness to accept what happened in 1948. And I'm wondering if that is part of a new generation and part of this next vision that Sabrine might be singing about, that despite everything that is happening or has happened, that there's, I don't know if I'm making myself clear, but
yeah.
There seems to me right now, there has always been a level of resistance. But with Hamas taking power and saying, no, we will not recognize the wrong that was done to Palestine, even if it makes life easier tomorrow. Is that a change or a new expression that's coming out of the Palestinian people? Or is that just a different way of saying what has been said by Palestinians culturally before?
I think it's a different way.
It's a
different way.
And does that come from a new generation of composers, of young people, or is that of all the Palestinian people, do you think? Or is it also very much more tied to young people having a different way or a different anger or a different hope?
This is, for me, this is what specifies like Palestinian music. It's when you're living in such a place like that, your music will be different. Your playing will be different. For me, the generation, the new generation in Palestine, is becoming like more well-educated, more open, more with great talent, and I hope that the thing that Sabrine started in 1980, it was like it was more difficult than these days. These days you can find musicians that they play, like you can find, for instance, six musicians that play qanun. But in 1980 you can find one or two.
I really enjoyed the music that you recorded before the three of you when you were in the studio.
Thanks.
Could you? Those are two of your songs.
Yeah.
And I could see that you were very, very hard on yourselves in terms of the recordings that we made.
Yeah.
Could you tell? Because we get to listen to it on radio, could you tell us a little bit about what those songs are called and what they're about? What the songs are for you?
The first song, it's called like About a Man. It's for Mahmoud Darwish, and it talks about a prisoner, a Palestinian prisoner, how he was tortured in the Israeli jail. And it's a protest against the occupation, against dealing with prisoners in such a way like that. It was the first song, An Insan. Like a story about a man, a prisoner.
And the second one?
It's called On Wishes. Person like that wishes always to revolute or to be in a place that there is a revolution and to be able to protest.
So you continue now, you're playing in Toronto, London, Ottawa.
Yeah.
And after that, do you go back home?
Yes.
And then... in terms, when you do concerts, I mean, it's you talked already. You have to go and to jam or to practice or to collaborate. You generally have to go to the occupied territories.
Yeah.
What about when you give concerts? Is that an easy thing to do? I mean,
it's the most difficult thing to do.
I mean, there's you know, if there's war or you know,
yeah.
How do you know electricity? Are all like, what's it like trying to create music and to put on concerts in Palestine?
Of course, you can do concerts. Yeah. You can rent halls, but like for me, when I performed in Jerusalem, my percussionist, he was from Bethlehem, so we asked for a permission for him to come to Jerusalem because he can't come. And we were afraid that he will not come because they will not give him a permit to enter Jerusalem. And it's always problems. Like yesterday we performed without him. in Oscar Peterson Hall. And it was, for me, a really difficult thing. Like, you practice with a musician and he knows all the music, he knows all the language you're doing, and suddenly he's not here because of a visa thing. Or maybe one day, because they said that he needs like 14 days and it was only 13 days. I mean, yeah, you have to deal with all these things all the time. But yeah, it's a Sabrine. You know, Sabrine, it means patience.
Patience.
So.
And that, I guess, maybe one of the, it means patience. I mean, that can mean so many things, given what you've just told us, the situation of Palestine, the situation of the musicians,
yeah,
but also the attempt to create new personal Palestinian,
yeah,
musical voices.
Yeah.
What inspired the choice of this concept, Sabrine Patience? Is that a Palestinian concept? You know, is that a characteristic of the Palestinian people, patience, or is that something,
yeah,
also
course,
that's been learned?
It's a character.
I wish you a lot of luck. I really thank you for coming and playing some music here for us today. Wissam is the singer and oud player, and the very beautiful demonstration on the kanun is Mahran. Well, thank you very much, and
thank
I wish you.
You
a lot of luck in the future. Thank you very much.
Thanks.